You're listening to Team Talk on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Appreciate you tuning us in. It is Team Talk. Joe O'Neill, Adam Deal, Andres Chavez. Team Talk till 7 tonight, and then NBA hoops. Nuggets travel to Golden State to face the Warriors. It's the season opener for the Denver Nuggets. We are, of course, an affiliate, and a lot of news about the NBA today, and some guys that are in some serious trouble, including Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier, and Damon Jones. And some of it was related to inside information on players, you know, playing, whether they're playing or not. Then there was also some suspicion of Terry Rozier and the numbers associated with his prop bets. But another element of it was this whole thing with regard to these underground poker games that is connected to both Chauncey Billups and Damon Jones. And joining us now to talk about it is a guy that's got plenty of experience with the game of poker, Todd Wattelis. He is a professional poker player. Nobody scored better in the World Series of Poker in their first 2 years than Todd did. He's a legend there in Las Vegas. But he also has a Poker Fraud Alert website and podcast. Thank you for joining us, Todd. What's going on, man?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me on the show. A very scandalous day here, to say the least.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Well, first of all, you know, what drove you to put a website named Poker Fraud Alert and a podcast related to Poker Fraud Alert together there, Todd?
Well, I've been in poker for over 25 years, and there have been so many scams and scandals that have gone on in poker, cheating and many other things that have made it very difficult for the professional and even the amateur poker player to win. It's hard enough to win in the game when it's fair, but when it's not fair, boy, it's really tough. And I saw so many of these happen. I was personally victimized myself by a large website in the 2000s, and I fought against that and successfully exposed them. And since then, I've kind of made it my mission to expose a lot of things in poker that are not in the up and up.
So when you read about these things, I'm sure you weren't shocked by any means, Todd, but, you know, we're hearing about, you know, x-ray cards and contact lenses that show marked cards. This is something I got to imagine. These kind of things obviously have been out there for a while, and is not nothing new to you. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's all kinds of ways to cheat in poker. In fact, this goes all the way back to the 1800s when they were cheating in poker. I mean, marked cards have been a thing that's gone back a long way before the technology existed to make it even easier. So you've always got to be careful when you're playing and where you're playing. And sometimes what seems like a great game full of bad players, you actually have no shot because everybody's cheating you. So that's why I always recommend people play on either licensed and regulated online poker sites or in live card rooms where cheating still happens, but not to the same extent. You're not under the same risk, and the games being talked about today in the news are the type of games one should avoid.
Yeah, so let's get into the type of games that were being mentioned on the news. I mean, they involve big games, not only like all across the country, New York City, mafia connected to it. So how enticing would it be for a poker player, you know, that thinks they're really good to get invited and be what they called a fish, to be able to attend these poker games, these underground poker games where you might run into a professional athlete or a celebrity that you know's got a lot of money, and as a poker player you're thinking, well, I'm going to take their money, right?
Yeah, these games are very enticing for several reasons. So these underground games are just privately organized illegal games that have been running for many years, many decades. In fact, one was even depicted in the movie Rounders from the 90s. These have been going on forever, and that was also in New York in Rounders. So the New York area has had a long time standing online underground poker scene, and most cities do. And you're always at more risk for being cheated there. And these games are very different than the ones at the casinos. They have extra features that you can't have in the casino. They will have girls there that will be massaging you, that will go to the back with you and do more than massage you for extra money. They have food they just keep serving to you. It's a very nice and easy environment to play. And typically the players are not very good. There are not many pros there. and there's a lot of rich people in these games who have a lot of money to burn, and you figure even as an average player, even if you're not a professional player, even if you're just a decent player who has a lot of money, you go, oh, well, I don't have to go to a casino and face the very best of the best. I can go to these private games, which are invite-only, and play against amateurs and rich athletes like the ones that were discussed in this indictment. So this is very enticing to get people there for many reasons, both monetarily and also just who you play with. You get to rub elbows with people like Chauncey Billups.
No kidding. And, I immediately thought of Gilbert Arenas, about 2 months ago. You live in L.A. I see you wearing a Dodger hat. You're pulling for the Dodgers, right, Todd?
I'm definitely pulling for the Dodgers. And, there was a long stretch where they weren't even making the World Series. And then finally they made it and didn't win. And finally we got our full season win last year. So I'm excited to see a back-to-back this year.
All right. Well, in L.A., Arenas was having one of these games at one of his properties. He claims that he didn't know what was going on there. I mean, we'll leave that one alone for now. But you said it's in New York. But you're saying that these kind of games are happening all across the country.
Not only are they happening all across the country, the ones being discussed today were happening all around the country. These began in L.A. in the late 2010s, moved to Las Vegas, victimized a lot of pros there. In fact, there was talk within Vegas poker circles about 2 years ago about how the Chauncey Billups games were not on the up and up. So this is not a new piece of information to a lot of us. And then they eventually moved it to New York. They've been moving cities. I don't know if they went anywhere in between, but this game has definitely been in L.A., Vegas, and New York, and what's being discussed today is the New York part of it. But if you take a look at some of the evidence, some of the texts among the co-conspirators go all the way back to early 2019.
We're talking to Todd Witelis. He runs a website called Poker Fraud Alert. He also does a podcast. I'd encourage you to check those things out. So, if there was wind out there that Chauncey Billups was being involved in some bum games. I mean, so this is obviously going on for a while. I don't want you to name any names, Todd. I think these names are going to kind of come out in the coming days and weeks. But, I'm going to assume that Chauncey Billups and Damon Jones are not the only professional athletes whose names will more than likely come up in this, Todd?
Yeah, well, it's important to understand these are probably the only ones who are involved in the poker side of it who were involved in the cheating. Now, there may be professional athletes and very famous ones who might have been playing in these games and others who are also famous, such as actors who have played in these games. It's well known that a lot of celebrities play in these private games. There's many reasons they prefer that, both the privacy, you don't have fans hounding you, everybody in the game has a lot of money, and the games are easier. So the celebrities like going to these private environments, and it's well known that these games are full of celebrities. In fact, it's usually a combination of celebrities, very rich businessmen, and then a few poker pros that are lucky enough to be invited.
We're talking with Todd Witelis. He's joining us as a 2005 World Series of Poker champion. He has himself a bracelet, also has a website, Poker Fraud Alert. In light of all the crazy allegations with Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier and Damon Jones that's come out today from the FBI, it's a curious day. I want to ask you this. You talked a little bit about you've seen these scams happen, and you yourself have exposed some of these underground poker scams. What are some of the things that you've seen? Specifically, we talked about how it's mentioned in the indictment today that like the mafia would use x-ray tables and things like that, as Joe mentioned. But are there some tells that you've seen or some ways that normal people wouldn't pick up on?
Yeah, so the actual ways that you can be cheated are numerous. In these games, there's actually, it seems, several different ways they did it. And it actually wasn't the mafia setting this up. From what I can see, it kind of seems more like the mafia was involved more in pressuring people to pay, because sometimes people will play these games on credit. If they're suspected that they got cheated or just kind of sore losers, they may not want to pay. So apparently here the mafia was pressuring people, and who wants to say to the mafia, hey, I'm not paying you, too bad. You picture the Godfather and you get very scared. So that's where I think the mafia's involvement was. And these games were run by people who were experienced in poker cheating. They modified a table called Deckmate 2. Deckmate 2 is a brand of a poker table with an automatic shuffler, and that shuffler can actually seize the cards and order the cards as it shuffles. and they can be modified. You can't buy them like this, but you can buy them and modify them if you are technical enough to order the cards in whatever way you want. And you can imagine how there could be cheating when anyone has a hold of one of these Deckmate 2s that is modified, and that was definitely used in this situation. Also, there were the X-ray tables that had a camera, an X-ray camera under there to see all the cards through the felt. There was also just good old-fashioned marking cards and having on special glasses or contacts to be able to see them. And there was even a chip tray where you put your chips that had the ability to read the cards, which probably had some kind of RFID in them, so the chip trays would then communicate this information to somebody on the outside who would then communicate it back to the players and know what they're doing. So basically, these are all different ways to know what your opponents have or to specifically deal your opponents very good losing hands, very strong hands that are a tiny bit behind another hand at the table that's destined to win, and that's where all the money gets in.
Man, that's some scary stuff. Lastly, I have to ask you this. I mean, just being in the know, and you've exposed some of this, and just being in Vegas, where obviously a lot of gambling happens and a lot of sports betting happens, is it very common to hear some of the inside information that we're hearing that's alleged in the indictment today from the FBI, where, you know, you had Chauncey Billups maybe giving inside information about players not starting, or, you know, you have Damon Jones, who was an assistant coach, saying, hey, LeBron's not playing, go ahead and bet. Like, is that a common thing that's heard around?
Well, ever since sports betting got expanded around the country, it used to only be legally in Nevada, and now it's been expanded around the country, there was some fear that this would happen. And I have to say that I dismissed a lot of that at the time, believing that these NBA players just had too much to lose to ever get involved in such a thing. They make so much money. And unfortunately, that isn't true, especially when it comes to people like coaches who are no longer making the type of money they were and may have blown the money they had or may just be greedy. And there's a lot of ways that information can be transmitted before the general public has it and before the sportsbooks even have it, to where you can take advantage of those lines and place a bet very, very likely to win based upon this inside information. It's definitely cheating, and it's definitely tempting for criminal types to do, and this has become a big problem. And I don't know how the NBA is going to put this genie back in the bottle now that gambling has expanded so much and now that they've embraced it so much.
So as you mentioned, Todd, you know, these two guys were part of the cheating element of it, but you also mentioned these athletes like to play in these underground games, and a lot of these games are given to these kind of guys on credit. And by the way, Chauncey Billups made $107 million as a player. Damon Jones about $22 million as a player. So they did make plenty of money in the past, but obviously the allure is still there. But getting back to the potential problems from these athletes playing in these games, they do say hypothetically lose a lot of money, and rather than paying it back, you know that people in the mafia would probably say, all right, well, you lost X number of dollars, but instead of paying that back, I mean, just make sure you don't get 8 rebounds tomorrow night, or you turn the ball over 3 times or something like that. Obviously, that's got to be part of this equation, Todd.
Yeah, that could easily be. And a lot of times people gamble up to how high they are able to gamble. So people don't always just gamble responsibly, saying, okay, even in the worst case of my losses, it's not going to affect my lifestyle. Some people will keep pushing up and up and up their bets for, you know, as much as they can and as much as they feel they can afford, and then it gets out of control, and then they find themselves broke no matter how rich they once were. And then, yes, once they get into debt to organized crime-type figures, then it can be pitched to them that there's other ways to pay this off, such as this. So that may have been what happened here. It also may not have been what happened. Like the Gilbert Arenas case, I don't think that's what was happening with him. I think he was just wanting to run something like this for whatever reason. Maybe I'm wrong, but yes, that is a big potential problem, is when athletes get themselves into gambling debt and then they figure this is a very easy way to get out of it.
All right. Well, tell people an easy way to find your website and an easy way to find your podcast there, Todd.
Yeah, if you just search for Poker Fraud Alert, Poker Fraud Alert, all one word, or you can even space it out on any podcast platform, even on YouTube. You can hear my show. I talk about all kinds of frauds and scams, even just general news and poker, gambling, Las Vegas, anything just surrounding the gambling in Vegas communities I cover, and I do deep dives. They're very long shows. If you're interested in that sort of thing, you might enjoy it. So thank you for having me on.
No, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And we may try and reach out to you again, I'm sure, in the not too distant future. Appreciate you, Todd. That's Todd Witelis. Again, Poker Fraud Alert. Just Google it and you'll find the website. You'll find the podcast. And we certainly appreciate Todd's time here this afternoon.